On this live on location edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon, we're coming at you live from Life Care Center of Elyria. It's the A Taste of Elyria event. Goes till 7 o'clock tonight down here at Life Care Center of Elyria. Come on down here. It's just $10 to get in. You can sample great food. Some of the best food in this area. And trust me, we know firsthand because we've had almost every last bit of it. We have had Smitty's Burgers. We've had chips and salsa. We've had shish kebabs. And most recently, my friend, we've had some ice cream.
We did.
Wow.
It was delicious.
Cowhouse Creamery and Joe from Cowhouse Creamery, kind enough to join us now. Small batch made from scratch. I love it. I mean, that was, I think, vanilla. It was mint chocolate chip we tried earlier, right?
Mint chocolate chip and roasted banana, right.
And roasted banana. And
roasted banana, right, yeah.
Wow, that was absolutely outstanding. Well, you were telling us earlier how you kind of got into this and how you started this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tell that story to our listeners. How did you get into this and how did you make Cowhouse Creamery?
Well, basically, I started in my first career about 30 years ago when I was living in San Francisco, but I used to make ice cream just to make it for my friends. They really enjoyed it and said, you should sell it. And I said, I can't. I have a job. Can't do it. But I always had fun making it. And I wanted to try something different as my industry kind of fizzled out in the early 2000s. I wanted to do something different. And I thought about ice cream. Again, it's like, you know, I know how to make it. And I just had to figure out how to do it on a larger scale than just making it for about 8 or 9 people. Now I have to make, you know, hundreds of gallons of it and thousands of gallons of it all the time. So that's kind of how we've been doing it now for about 6 years. And we build everything from the ground up. We make everything from scratch. Our cream, milk, everything comes from the Northeast Ohio area, from the dairy farms. We have a company in Cleveland that pasteurizes it for us. They bring it back to our factory in Elyria, and then we make our ice cream. We use local strawberries, local blackberries, local raspberries, herbs, peaches, plums. We do a ginger plum ice cream. We do a plum orange sauce. We do all kinds of things. You know, we do a goat cheese and cherry that we get, sour cherries that we get from up here. We do wacky things, caramelized honey and cardamom. Really good. It's very Moroccan, a little bit in the flavor. And, I go on whim. We kind of have our set schedule now, but I kind of figure what's good. What's the farmer? What is the farmer growing? What's plentiful right now? And maybe about 2-3 years ago, we had a bad winter. It took all the stone fruits. And so that summer, you know, in fall, no stone fruits. We didn't have any plum, no peaches. And, we depend on weather and a lot. So, so we hope it's plentiful this year again. You know, when I buy strawberries, I'll buy maybe, when they come out, maybe about 100 flats, 150 flats of them. And we put them in the cooler and then we start sanitizing, tipping, and then we start making ice cream. We make our own jams, our own preserves. We buy bushels of blueberries, and it's crazy. It tastes good, and it's real, and there's no junk in it.
Sure.
There's no stuff, and we are like what is called an Ohio proud company, and we're a certified company, basically meaning that half of your ingredients have to come from Ohio. Well, during the growing season, about 85% of our ingredients come right up here from Northeast Ohio. And the sorbet that I'll bring to you guys later, we use spring water from artesian springs. We start out with that, pure cane sugar and local fruit. That's it. And it's very clean. No stuff that's bad for you. You can pronounce all of our flavors. You can pronounce every ingredient that's in it. You know what's in it. So that's how I like to eat, and that's how I think you guys would like to eat,
sure,
and everybody out there. So that's it in a nutshell.
No, I can attest to it. It's very good. Where does the art of ice cream making come from? Are there family? You said you made it for your friends.
Well,
you just decided to do it one day?
I did a lot of things. You know, when you're in the music industry for all those years, you learn to do many things.
Yeah.
There was a while back before I moved to San Francisco, I used to run the seafood store here in downtown Elyria. It used to be Elyria Seafood. And I did that for years. I worked at the West Side Market every Wednesday and cut fish.
Oh, wow.
Which came in handy. I used to work at a local store. I know how to cut meat, you know. But I did this while I was supporting myself through music. So then when I go out to San Francisco, I have a number one record in the country. But, you know, just because you have a number one record in the country, it doesn't mean you're rolling in money. When my record was number one in the United States, I was cleaning crab at Fisherman's Wharf just to try to make ends meet for my family.
Wow.
So you do these things, and, you know, it is what it is, you know. It's like, so you develop all these little skills, and then someday, you know, for me, it's like, God, I know a lot of things that I love doing that I never really made a living off of before or tried to, and I figured, well, I'm going to give it a shot, you know. So that's kind of how I got that.
Wow, that's so you went from being in the music industry to creating ice cream.
Yes,
like you're on two polar opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Well, you know, I think it's all on a thing of creativity. It's being able to just create, you know, and it's always been a desire of mine to create a world class product.
Well, and talk about that too, because creating ice cream flavors, it does take some creativity. But it's not like you just come up with a scoop of vanilla, a scoop of chocolate. In order to infuse these flavors together, it takes creativity.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you know, learning. You know, I'm a graduate of Oberlin Conservatory, and through the college, so studying composition, you understand line notes, bass notes, extensions, and all that, how you decorate your music with certain instruments and certain techniques. Ice cream basically is pretty much too. You know, we start with a really good base of cream, and then we start adding our notes. And so, you know, what you got in the banana, that roasted banana, basically organic bananas, but we slow roasted for about 45 minutes with brown sugar, vanilla beans, a little cinnamon, touch of salt, you know, and with ice cream, you got to have salt in it. You know, you got to have a little salt. And when I tell my staff and I tell my production crew, if I taste the flavor and if it's too sweet, you failed that flavor, because it should not be so sweet it knocks your socks off. You know, I mean, you have to have balance. Everything is balanced when you make it. Music is balance. Ice cream should be a balance. It needs to finish good.
Sure.
You know, when you taste it, you taste the flavors, and then when you're done, you go, ah, now I'm catching the hint of cinnamon. Or we make a butter pecan. I put bourbon in it, and at the very end, that bourbon flavor kicks in. So, you know, it's kind of it's just playing with notes. And you know, we do a lot, and we work a lot of it before we bring it to the public. And so, you know, we've had some pretty wacky screw-ups too, you know, but that happens too. You know, you can't write a hit record every time.
True.
Well, it's somewhat experimental. There's no question about that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and we do, like, we did a flavor with fennel pollen one time, and we're licensed by the FDA and the ODA, and when the inspector came in, he goes, what are you working on? And I said, well, we're working on a fennel pollen. And then he looked at me, he goes, I think you are about trying to cover every allergen that you can think of, you know. And, you know, so it's always, because it's, so what are you working on today, you know? And it's like, well, this is what we're working on. I don't know whether we'll get it out or not. The fennel pollen, we did it. And it actually turned out
pretty
really
good.
Nice.
Huh?
But we only did it one time. You know, just sometimes we'll do it once, you know. Feels good. Okay.
Sure.
If the people want it back, we'll bring it back. If they don't, we don't. You know, we just keep on going that way.
Well, Joe, if folks want to find you guys, how can they do that? How can they find out more about you and these delicious flavors that you guys have produced for us?
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you could find us. We just actually moved about 50 feet in location in February, and we are on East College Street in Oberlin. We're at Suite 1, corner spot, and we're maybe about a half a block down east from the Apollo Theater. So if you are at the Apollo and you're looking at the ticket box, just turn left and head east, and you'll go about a half a block, and you can't miss us.
Joe from Cowhouse Creamery. Joe, thank you very much for the samples.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that sorbet later on, too.
Oh, we will. I'll bring it by. Okay, thanks,
appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, that's Joe from Cowhouse Creamery.